Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Louis Mary Passeri. Sister Louis Mary is a spiritual director and works at the Center of Dominican Studies at Ohio Dominican University. Her preaching today is entitled, Proclaiming the Good News.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the court officers had brought the apostles in and made them stand before the Sanhedrin, the high priest questioned them. We gave you strict orders, did we not, to stop teaching in that name? Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and want to bring this man's blood upon us. But Peter and the apostles said in reply, we must obey God rather than men. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus, though you had him killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior to grant Israel repentance and forgiveness of sins. We are witnesses of these things, as is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. When they heard this, they became infuriated and wanted to put them to death. The word of the Lord. The first reading for the masses during this Easter week are from the Acts of the Apostles, and they highlight the determination of the apostles to preach the good news that Jesus commanded them to preach. In today's reading, the apostles are brought before the high priest and the Sanhedrin because they continue to preach in spite of former threats. They are determined to obey God's command rather than the command of man. This command of God was not only given to the apostles. By virtue of our baptism, we are also called to proclaim the good news that God loves us and saved us through Jesus. We may have the mistaken idea that we are good people following the Lord, but certainly not cut out to be preachers. I asked a friend of mine who is a convert what it was that caused her to become interested in the faith. She said she had a neighbor whom she admired as a teenager. The neighbor was always kind to her and showed an interest in her. But more than that, her neighbor always seemed to have a piece of inner strength that was always present in any situation. My friend said to her neighbor one day, I want what you have. That was the beginning of her journey to the Catholic faith. The neighbor never delivered a sermon or presented a lesson on the doctrines of the church. She shared her faith by being who she was, as a believer and follower of Christ. We do not always have to verbalize our faith. It is shown in how we live, how we relate to others, our patience, our willingness to forgive. However, there are also times when we are called to speak of God and the ways of God in our conversation with others. We can testify to God's goodness by just naming the grace that we know we have received on some occasion. When we realize that God was with us and helped us get through a struggle, and we can share that experience with someone, giving God the glory, we are being witnesses of the actions of Jesus. We are proclaiming the truth that Jesus is indeed the Word that saves us from sin and death, and that he is always with us. Pope Francis tells us that each of us is created in such a way that we are being invited to reflect a certain part of the good news at a specific time in history. May May each of us come to realize what word, what message God wants us to speak to the world. Just as that neighbor's life influenced my friend, we are called to speak a syllable of God's message, to echo God's word, to show Jesus to others by our life. We cannot do this alone, of course, but God does not ration the Holy Spirit, who enlightens us, encourages us, and enables us to do what God's plan calls us to do. As we witness the sign of spring in nature, may not only our hearts be lifted to praise and thank our God, but may our voices and whole demeanor speak of God's love for us, as shown in our Savior, Jesus.